In Mexico, several journalists, human rights lawyers, and activists say their phones have been targeted by spyware. The government use only program is supposed to only be used against criminals and terrorists. Shannon Young has more.
DW.
Salvador Camarena says he began receiving odd text messages on his cell phone in the spring of 2015. It was shortly after he took a job as a managing editor of a radio newscast hosted by Carmen Aristegui, one of Mexico's most respected journalists. The messages combined clickbait statements and links.
Eran muy provocadores, tanto con asuntos como van a meter a la cárcel a el equipo los de Carmen Aristegui.
They were very provocative, with subject lines like Aristegui's team is going to be jailed, or please verify the following charge from your telephone company, along with an exorbitant figure. They were written in a very tricky way, so it was easy, either through journalistic curiosity or by wanting to clarify something, to click on the malicious link that then turns your phone into an open platform for a governmental or private agency that wants to know more about you.
Gubernamental o privada. Tenga el propósito de saber de ti.
Camarena wasn't the only one in the office receiving the messages. Last year, the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto, which monitors the commercial spyware industry, found that text messages sent to investigative journalist Rafael Cabrera, who also worked with Carmen Aristegui, were linked to a powerful spyware program marketed as Pegasus. The software is owned by an Israel-based firm known as the NSO Group, which says it licenses its products only to approved governments to fight terrorists and criminals.
Those who have this technology can use it to follow anyone around, turn on the microphone, turn on the camera, read and intercept emails, even those that are encrypted, spoof emails and text messages, of course, gather up all the contacts that anyone has.
Ron Diebert is the director of Citizen Lab, which just released a report documenting the use of Pegasus spyware-laced messages against 15 people in Mexico. Targets include journalists, human rights attorneys, anti-corruption advocates, public health campaigners lobbying for a tax on sodas, and even their family members. Diebert says the case is perhaps the most flagrant and disturbing example of the abuse of commercial spyware Citizen Lab has yet encountered.
This is actually a very important case to understand how powerful surveillance technologies like this can go very wrong when there aren't proper checks and balances around how they're used.
Cuando fue publicado por Citizen Lab y por las organizaciones Artículo 19, Oficina para México y Centroamérica.
Several of the people targeted, together with digital rights and press freedom organizations, filed a formal complaint with the Mexican Attorney General's office. Top members of Mexico's largest political opposition party, the PAN, have also announced they received text messages suspiciously similar to the ones described in the report. They called for a congressional probe. Earlier this month, 3 days after the story broke in the New York Times, President Enrique Peña Nieto responded publicly to the scandal during a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new industrial park. He repeatedly called the accusations false and said those behind the legal complaint cannot prove their lives have been negatively affected. He said the Attorney General's office will look into the matter and express the direction he'd like the investigation to take.
I hope the Attorney General's office can swiftly clear this up, and I hope through legal means apply itself against those who have brought false accusations against the government.
After the speech, the president told the media that what he said should not be interpreted as a threat of reprisals. Days later, the special prosecutor for crimes against free expression, Ricardo Sánchez Pérez del Pozo, announced his office will be leading the investigation. That'll include putting together an international advisory group and requesting phone records of targeted devices. He said those who have claimed to have been targeted will be notified to hand over their phones as evidence. Reporters weren't given the chance to ask questions after the special prosecutor's announcement, as has become common practice among federal officials.
Por lo que significa la muerte de periodistas cuyas muertes están quedando en la impunidad.
Of the 15 individuals Citizen Lab documented as having received malware-laced messages, by far the most were sent to TV and radio host Carmen Aristegui and her teenage son, Emilio, who was living in the United States at the time. Some of the messages purported to be from the U.S. Embassy, raising concerns about visa status. It's not the first time the respected journalist has been in the eye of a political storm. She's been dismissed from top-rated national radio programs in what are widely regarded as reprisals for critical reporting that touches powerful nerves. But Aristegui says walking away isn't an option in a country where journalist murders are both frequent and unpunished.
We have to say no to fear, no to censorship, no to attacks of this nature, and certainly no to impunity.
For his part, Salvador Camarena remains skeptical of the government's will to vigorously investigate the case, but says demanding accountability is part of a larger fight.
Yo vengo de un país, cuando yo era niño, en donde la idea era que no se podían cambiar las cosas.
I come from a country where, as a boy, the prevailing attitude was that things could not change. And I'm not the only one. Millions of us grew up in this way in this country. And over the generations, we've seen small but fundamental changes. There's still a long way to go, but I'm sure that this is the only path we can take. It's an active hope based on the everyday work of many organizations, of many citizens, and of a critical press, so that the country isn't predestined for corruption, but rather headed towards real modernity, no matter who is in power. What matters is that society is active and always engaged in demanding accountability in a way that's effective.
Exigiendo rendición de cuentas y que esta se haga de manera efectiva.
That's a tall order in a country where impunity rates hover around 90%. But the seasoned journalists, human rights attorneys, and policy advocates who went public with their cases are determined to shine a spotlight on practices that thrive in secrecy. For DW, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.
This report was brought to you by DW.